Hello. This is day 18 of a 30-day journey into stillness. Stabilizing in the neutrality of the witnessing self is a primary practice in stilling the mind and the emotional body. Without this ability, we will continue to cycle through learned patterns of behavior that have nothing to do with our soul or spirit. From neutrality, we can look at the hard stuff, all the ways that we turn away from who we are as divine beings in God. This is the activity of the denying force. No one can tell us this because we would not want to hear it. We must be willing to hear. We must be willing to have who we think we are, or who we have been conditioned to think we are, exposed as the lie it is. The excruciatingly hard and humbling part comes when we begin to see how many of our ways of relating in the world support this false self rather than who we are as embodied beings of light. We will not be able to see our errant ways until our witnessing presence is strong and sword-like, uncompromising. We must want the sword of truth more than indulging the myriad fantasies of who we would like others and ourselves to think we are. As Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 34, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Peace does come, but only after the sword has done its work on us, the peace that passes all understanding. So just allowing yourself to interface with these words, allow the reactivity, if there is some, and likely there is. Don't deny that it's there. When we deny what's happening with us, we deny the access to truth. As I've mentioned before, we need to start where we are. And when we don't like something that's being said, unless it's someone screamingly angry at us and raging at us, and then perhaps we just quietly observe that they are distressed and it has very little to do with us. But in this situation, when that's not the case, and there is some defensiveness, it's our responsibility to look at it. It's our responsibility to
be with what's occurring in our own body, mind, heart, emotions. And these are all gateways into the truth. The truth doesn't live outside us. We can't start outside ourselves. We have to start within. And then when you have learned to move back from the thinking mind, that's the first step. This is why I teach the center of the head. If we're listening to a passage like I just read from the thinking mind, it only goes as far as thought, which is not enough for a journey into stillness. So we must be willing to move back in the center of the head. It being grounded, being present for what's arising. And then from the center of the head, this place pulled back from the thinking mind, we can then cultivate a type of curiosity about what is going on with us. This is the work of being on the inside. Stillness isn't about just going where there's no noise. Stillness is about being still within. And then there can be all the noise in the world going on outside, and you're at peace within. You're in a still place. And from there, we're able to respond with kindness and grace and goodness. And we share from a more spacious place because we have room inside ourselves for that. It's not to say that we don't get angry or frustrated or have human emotions. But they're tempered with a quality of equanimity. So again, developing this place of witnessing. So what I mean by that is, an example would be, couple of examples would be that when we see something going on within us, we're so neutral about it that it could be going on in someone else, and we would be equally reactive. We would respond in the same way. We see a trait or an energetic movement of some kind, and we sense it and we see it. And without judging it, it just is what it is. We can move from there. And that's the spacious quality. And likewise, if someone wins the lottery or whatever you think would be a good thing, or maybe they earned a free trip to some retreat for 6 months, and you just, oh my gosh, that would be so wonderful. Instead of being envious. You're actually delighted as you would be if it happened to you. You're delighted for the action of release that this particular thing will afford this friend, will create for them. So when we see goodness in any form, our heart's able to rejoice. The same as when we see something that is in ourselves or others that is turning away from that emerging truth and goodness, we see it clearly and we go, oh. And as we develop the witness and that ability to observe keenly, we see we begin to have a choice. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm making a clear choice here to make space for my own spiritual evolution. And in doing that, when that's clear, you also automatically create space for others. That's the only reason I can facilitate and teach, is because I'm very clear about my own path. That's the only difference between myself and someone who's not teaching this. So if I didn't have that clarity of knowing when I'm indulging a lie and when I'm indulging the truth, if I can't see the difference and I'm wishy-washy on that, I don't make a very good facilitator. I don't make a reliable sword. And usually what a sword does, the action of the sword, is it cleaves off. It actually frees us, but it can feel painful at first. It cleaves off the falsities where we make choices that are based in, as the Buddhist would call it, wrong view. We put the cart before the horse. We don't see the big picture. We do a social obligation when we should actually say, well, excuse me, I'm sorry, I've got such and such to do. Perhaps it's my meditation time. Perhaps it's some spiritual practice that I have that's very important to me at the same time that my friends spontaneously arrive at my door and I say, do you want to join me? I'm going to meditate for half an hour. Or I was just going to do some Lectio Divina or some whatever it is. So instead we indulge the social expectation. This is just a small example, but it's something we all do. And I still catch myself doing that. It happens so quickly. And then you hang up the phone and you say, what did I just say? Whoa, that's not what I want to serve. I feel cluttered and burdened when I live like that. So then we begin to observe these patterns in ourselves with enough distance and equanimity that the sword begins to work on us. It's like we begin to cleave away all of these leaky bits that leak all our essential energy out. We have much more energy when we're aligned with the truth of who we are. We breathe more deeply. We laugh more fully, we love more fully, we live, capital L, in a much more full way. And you can feel it. There's a much deeper resonance that flows through the body. So it actually has an energetic quality to it that is way beyond what we get from eating a good diet or, you know, going to a good yoga class where we've gotten all stretched out and bent this way and that. It's an enlivening, there's a spiritual enlivening that happens on a physical level in the body. But that won't happen if I'm continuing to compromise who I am for a learned social politeness or an obligation that needs to be updated. So these are hard things. And as I say many times, it's not about making yourself wrong or judging. But we have to be willing to hear the truth at some level so that we make the effort to go inside and explore from the witness where we're in alignment with our truth and where we're not. It's not my truth. It's not Laura's truth you're in alignment with. It's your truth, your being, the truth of who you are as being. That's what you want to activate. That's what the journey to stillness is. And that's what your spiritual practice is. If your spiritual practices aren't bringing you more in alignment with your deeper dimensions, with your being, then it's time to stop and take a look. And there is no judgment here. There's no shame. There's just allowing yourself to be in the center of your head, in grounded. And see what needs to be seen in this moment. And be with it. Welcome it. This is the journey of stillness. The journey to the kingdom within. So thank you again for your time. And if you ever feel like emailing with a question, you're most welcome to do that. Thank you.